This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Water pumps in a new section of I-70 did not automatically turn on during Sunday's heavy rainstorm in Denver. Some drivers had to be rescued from the water and hundreds of motorists were left stranded. CPR's transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner says CDOT is investigating potential causes.
So the interstate has its own drainage system right under the highway itself, and it appears to have failed. It's a big, complicated system with big, giant, 6-foot-high pipes, retention ponds, and a large pump system. It's supposed to be able to handle the kind of rainstorms that only happen every 100 years. But the contractor, a company called Kiewit, says the pumps in the system did not turn on automatically when they should have.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. Groups for the criminalization of plant-based psychedelic drugs are opposing a ballot initiative to legalize psychoactive mushrooms in this fall's election. Organizer Melanie Rose Rogers says they're for decriminalization, but doing it in a community-oriented way.
We do need to organize. We do need to stand up for what's right for our beliefs, because if not, we're going to have the same thing happen. A small group of people with lots of money making all the decisions for everyone else.
Rogers and other organizers have criticized current statewide legalization efforts for taking too much out-of-state money. Meanwhile, a campaign to ban abortion on Colorado's November ballot failed to get enough signatures. Today was the deadline for ballot initiatives to turn in their petitions to the state. Organizers of the effort did not collect anywhere near enough signatures to qualify. Right now in Denver, it's 88 degrees. This is CPR News at 7:06.